I don't keep very often, so I wasn't really looking for it. Appreciate the opportunity. You had my old town this morning, I just scripture you the lesson of my faith. I kind of want to do it in a regular traditional lesson. I come at it from a separate angle, maybe take the brain and maybe comment from it. So it doesn't matter what we believe. It matters what we believe because our belief determines our actions. Our actions determine our salvation, and our salvation results from believing the right thing. The objective that I had this morning that each one would be concerned with believing the right things and understanding how not believing the right things is detrimental to our spiritual welfare and our faith. About the text, Hebrews chapter 11 is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible on unexemplified faith. We are introduced to several Bible characters in the behavior. We're told they behaved the way that they did due to their beliefs. We find a strong correlation here between what we believe and how we act. Hebrews 11:6 says, "So we must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." This is what the ancient Bible characters believe when we see their behavior because of their belief. In your faith, if you seek to follow their examples, then we first need to begin with what we need to believe. In today's religious world, there are many who say it doesn't matter what you believe. Many are inconsistent in that regard. They will firmly proclaim that it doesn't matter what one believes and then expect certain behavior. Expecting someone to behave in a certain way is expecting them to believe certain things. It matters what we believe because our beliefs will determine our actions and we act according to our beliefs. In verse 4 of Hebrews chapter 11, we find by faith we will offer God a holy sacrifice. In verse 7, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, the holy fear and both the earth to save his family. If you turn me to Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, how can we even or even say anything good without the overflow of the heart and our speech? We find what's in our heart is going to come out in actions and do our mouth. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, we turn there in the peace. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life. We need to keep our heart guarded. He knows what will come out of our mouths if we don't. Because we even have faith in the right thing and the right direction. Consider the Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. No man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. So the angle I was kind of taking, what we believe is going to be in our hearts. If we believe the wrong things, we're going to have all kinds of faith, and those around us are going to see what they should be saying. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22, the eye is the lamp of the body. If the eyes are good, the whole body will be full of light. If we believe or have faith in the wrong things, then some things are gonna come out. With the exact opposite of that, we have the evil man doing his evil things out, the evil stored up in him. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 18 through 19. But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart. Come from the heart, and these make a man unclean. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts. Murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, and slander. These are what makes a man unclean. For eating with unwashed hands is what makes him unclean. Different beliefs determine different actions. Some beliefs determine what we trust. Who or what we trust determines other things. We want to trust the right things. We don't want to trust the wrong things. Consider the beliefs of witchcraft, sorcery, astrology, idolatry, materialism. We could go on and on about different things that people believe in this world. These all replace God as our source of trust and confidence. Some beliefs determine how we worship. If we worship correctly, then God will be pleased. Incorrectly, we will offer vain or empty worship, as we found in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 to 9. Some beliefs will determine how we personally behave. Personal behavior is important to an orderly society. Offensive behavior creates disorder and confusion. In terms of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not independent, it keeps no records of wrong. So we're not to behave inappropriately. It is important how we act, it is more important than what we believe. Our choices and actions have consequences. We act based upon what we believe, consequences then follow from our actions. We return to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. Do not deceive. God cannot be mocked. Man reaps what he sows. So if we have wrong beliefs and reflect our faith in the wrong things, we can even do what we think we should be doing when we're not. So we've got to reap what we sow. We need to make sure we check the Bible and repent of our beliefs and our faith according to what's in the scriptures. Consequences affect the lives of other people. For each and every action we choose, good or bad, there's a ripple effect in the world and those around us. So-called innocent fun is as long as the world considers potential consequences. Most of them start out relatively harmless, but then they cost them much more than originally intended. Wrong examples of this are one red mother whose life is completely changed because of one night of fun. Vegetative son or daughter, he thought that just one snort wouldn't hurt him or her. The family denied the right to live because of a driver who didn't think he had too much to drink. These are all the consequences of wrong actions which started with wrong belief. The Christian lives by the rule of love and chooses actions accordingly. Love compels us to have the right beliefs so that we will choose the right actions. That is what it means to be a responsible individual and Christian. We turn you to Romans chapter 13, verses 7 through 10. Give everyone what you owe, if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue, if But no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debts of one another. The reason loves his fellow man and fulfill the law. The commandments do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, or whatever other commandment there may be summed up in the one rule, love your neighbor as yourself. Love is no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And we find in chapter 12 and verse 9, love must be sincere, faithful to do the thing for what is good. God, because he loves us, tells us in the Bible what is right and what is wrong, so that we will know how to make good choices and what to believe in. We turn maybe to Psalms chapter 119, verses 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. In the same chapter, verse 11. But I have hidden your word in my heart and will not sin against you. So here it tells us that God's word is here and we have it in our hearts so we make our own choices. In verse 9, it says, how can a young man keep his way pure by living according to his word? Another good thing about believing in the right things is happiness comes from it. We turn to John chapter 15, verse 11. I told you that so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. Jesus taught so that those who believe could have joy. In Acts chapter 2:28, you have made known to me the paths of life, and will fill me with joy in your presence. We have joy for knowing the right way to live. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Having the correct belief and faith here is hope as well. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy that you are receiving the goal of faith, the salvation of your soul. Having the correct belief in faith also brings us joy regarding our salvation. Correct belief brings joy to others as well. We find in 3 John 1 verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that the children are walking in the truth. consider the Beatitudes. Happy are you who we believe the truth, live our life based upon it, and can rejoice at our actions by the consequences that God intended for them to have and not have consequences that are evil and wicked. What a great reason to rejoice. In conclusion, it's important when we believe and put our faith in, our actions are based upon our beliefs. Consequences follow from those actions. The happiness results from believing and having faith in the right things. At this time, I'd like to offer an invitation. If there's any of those in the audience that need prayers or would like to become members of the church, and would you come together as we stand and sing?